proper procedures and make...
Should I sing my wedding song? No. I don't know if you knew this, but I used to be a wedding singer long before I got into radio. I did. Obviously, it didn't go well. That's why I'm here. But no, just kidding. All kidding aside, weddings are a very important part of life. And certainly your big day should be well worth what you put into it. So that's why you need to hire the professionals from the get-go. And very happy to be joined by a roundtable discussion here on all things wedding. And joining us here in studio today is a good friend of mine, Miss Cheryl Davies from The Wedding Guide, who is always a wealth of knowledge in the world of weddings. Always good to see you. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Arms. Everybody's doing fine this morning. It's a nice Sunday morning.
Yeah, no, nice and laid back, too. And The Wedding Guide, your premier resource for all things wedding here in Windsor, Essex. And I think things are rocking and rolling with the new edition and wedding season, which is just around the corner, too.
Well, wedding season's officially started, and 2012 is promising to be another great season. A lot of people planning for their summer weddings, and a lot of people planning for weddings a year from now. So our wedding experts, The Wedding Guide preferred vendors, are the dream makers, and they're out there listening to every bride's women desire and executing it for them.
So you've been serving area brides since 1992, and if you're just joining us here on Experts on Call, The Wedding Guide is Windsor Essex. Salutes to the network of wedding professionals who can help the Canada South brides achieve their dream wedding, too. And do you find nowadays people really want to knock the top off of The Wedding Guide from the most part in terms of utilizing local people and professionals in the different areas, because there's so much to know?
Well, local matters, and we're celebrating our 20th year this year, and we're finding that brides are picking one luxe item for their weddings and focusing on it, and that is in the limelight and the spotlight, if you know, so to speak, and they're planning on that.
So you can check out their website, which is theweddingguide.ca. You can also like them on Facebook today, and they've got a really interesting blog called Bridal Talk, too, and tons of information on the website, so it is theweddingguide.ca, and in your experience, Cheryl, doing this for as long as you've had a chance to provide this information to people here in Windsor, Essex, I mean, having an organized wedding with professionals like we have here in studio, which we'll get to in the next couple of minutes, it really can turn it into, okay, we're getting married, which is supposed to be a union of two loving people, as opposed to somebody turning into a bridezilla, ready to just kind of take everyone apart at the seams because nothing's going really right.
Well, getting married, you do have to have a plan. It's not something you can just decide we're going to do next weekend. And certainly, wedding professionals have huge shoulders, and they're there to help you at every step of the way. And that's what we look for when we deal with the specific vendors in the area.
Tell me about some of the interesting trends that you've seen in 2012 overall, you know, publishing this.
Well, 2012, purple is continuing to be a very big color. Purple fuchsia fig is what they're calling it. We're seeing a lot of bling bouquets, meaning that floral bouquets have jewelry in them. We're seeing things like groom the groom. It's okay for the groom to go to the spa, take his friends, something we haven't seen in the past.
Really?
Lace is huge, yes.
The grooms and the groomsmen. I like the sound of that. So they're getting manis, pedis? What are they doing there?
You betcha. They're getting manis and pedis and just, buffing up. And it's working. We're also seeing a lot of lace this year. Headwear is huge this year. We're seeing fascinators, short veils, long veils. All goes back to the Kate Middleton marriage last year. Lounge areas are still big. You'll see at wedding venues, you'll see areas where guests can sit down and have quiet, intimate areas to speak. Cupcakes versus cakes is still huge. It's the debate, and some people are having both. Some people are choosing one against the other. Social media is still huge. We've got people tweeting wedding receptions. We have brides with websites. We have webcasting the ceremony. So social media and modern technology certainly is advancing with the 2012 wedding.
Very interesting that you should tie in with the social media aspect, too, because I think that's getting more and more prevalent in every aspect of life. You know, you have these different people who are posting photos of a buddy of mine had a wedding out on the West Coast a few weeks ago in the Seattle-Vancouver area, and I could not make it. And, you know, the next thing you know, I'm just subscribing to his feed, and it's these photos of him walking down the aisle with the lovely, and then there's tweets, and there's Facebooking, and he's checking into the hall, and There was some video footage that was posted. So that's a big that's a big part of a lot of people who are celebrating then.
Well, it's a huge trend because it allows for people who cannot make it, as you say, and how many people are so disappointed, and a picture doesn't tell a million words if you don't see the whole ceremony. So, you know, social media really brings the present right to the wedding.
So what's interesting about this too, Cheryl, is with the wedding guide, by the way, folks, if you want to go to the wedding guide's Facebook page, some great information on there too. Feel free to click on over and like it today. The wedding guide is made up of great professionals, and we've got quite a few here in the studio today.
Yes, we do, and they're going to share their expertise with brides-to-be and grooms out there.
So we do have everybody from, we've got a photographer in studio who's ready to rock and roll here too, take some great photos. We've got a florist in studio, you got to do the flowers. We've got invitations are so key too, and some great food too.
So we've got it all. We've got almost the whole party here.
Almost the whole party. Well, hopefully they are ready to party. So we're going to do that in the next couple of minutes here on Sunday Morning Live. So we're going to open up things and talk to some of the experts coming up. So feel free to give us a call, 519-792-CKLW, 519-792-2559. We will run down the list of who's in studio with you and also talk more about, floral arrangements and flowers for the big day, too, how important it is to set a tone with those different arrangements coming up here with the wedding guide. So 519-792-CKLW, 519-792-2559. If you're driving around this morning, Rogers Wireless, star 800, courtesy of Wireless Express. Love to hear from you, or post on Facebook, too. It's facebook.com/armsfanpage, right here on Sunday Morning Live with the wedding guide. It's our final hour together here on this edition of Sunday Morning Live. We're talking about your big day with The Wedding Guide. Check out their website, theweddingguide.ca. And your wedding is a big event that marks the beginning of an important time for you and your fiancé. So why not leave all the details to people who knock it out of the park consistently with all sorts of great information, prices, and expertise on making your big day a big success. So we are joined in studio by the publisher of The Wedding Guide, Cheryl Davies, and a number of special guests that we are going to talk to throughout the next little bit here on the show, including somebody who is going to tell us about the concept of flowers and the concept of, taking a look at the different types of arrangements that can be made for the wedding. I just know if you're in trouble with your lady, you go get some roses. It's as simple as that. And then you leave the rest of it to maybe some lilies. I enjoy a good lily. But joining us on the show today is Alessia Cujoto, who is from Elmira Florist here on Sunday Morning Live. So thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Arms. Yes, we do get a lot of guys out of the doghouse.
I'm not even in the doghouse. I've got a permanent room in there. But tell me about some of the floral arrangements, what you see when brides, moms, and the grooms, even the grooms come in and take a look at the floral arrangements for the wedding.
Well, we do find a lot of grooms actually being involved more and more these days, coming in and actually wanting something in the flowers, wanting a certain kind of flower, wanting different kind of colors. So that is something that wasn't happening before, but it's definitely happening now.
What kind of flowers do people usually choose? Some of the more traditional, maybe even some of the funky different types of arrangements that you see?
Well, it has really changed, I find, in the last I got married 21 years ago, and it was basically roses.
Yeah.
Now the girls can get anything because the flowers now are coming more from Holland. If you do want tulips in the middle of winter, we can get them. And it's just more available. So you can get any kind of color, any kind of flower.
What's interesting, too, I wanted to talk to you about this, is some videos that I've seen, some people's photos I've seen on Facebook, too, is that a lot of the times now at these different weddings, it's not just like taking the bouquet of flowers and putting it at the altar or whatever, or even at the ceremony, but there are so intricate centerpieces that you can get now. And there are different types of, I guess the arches. Have you seen those where they do the sort of flowers or the bushes or something like that? Are there funky things like that people can take a look at?
There is no limit to what you can do now. Girls they're looking on Facebook. They're looking to all the event planners with all this internet. You can do tall. You can do short. In the flower industry, as we try to give you flowers that go from the ceremony to the reception, so you can save money that way.
So that's a big option too, because if you think about the reception. Most people are going to come to the reception. Some people may not come to the actual ceremony because it might just be smaller, intimate. But you can transfer those arrangements to the wedding hall.
Yes, is a good florist should be able to help you with your budget and tell you, okay, you can use this arrangement here, but then we'll also bring it to the florist, to the reception, mm-hmm. and you can use it here to help you save money.
What's your turnaround time for somebody who is looking to maybe do a bigger wedding? Do you need to know what, a couple months in advance? How does that work?
Yes, they should. You should basically pick out your dress, have your bridesmaids, your colors, and then directly go right to your florist.
Do you find that a lot of people are still utilizing the roses, or are they going for something a little bit more contemporary mm-hmm. or non-traditional?
Roses still is number one, but they're putting feathers in it. We find feathers. We're finding different color roses besides the white, mixing some other flowers in with it, and also bling.
Bling?
Bling.
Really?
Bling, bling. All the girls want bling.
Are we talking like grills here, or like what are we talking here for the bling?
We're talking little diamond blings in stuck in the flowers. We're talking diamond collars.
Wow. So I mean, it's a wide variety of... bling is huge, right,
yeah,
Cheryl?
This is where you can do your something old and grab a rhinestone necklace that belonged to grandma and actually incorporate it right into your bouquet.
Or a brooch.
Oh,
lots
very
of brooches
nice.
Are being put in.
Yeah, because the bouquet is a big part of it too, right? I mean,
exactly.
People, the brides want to see something that's unique.
Right, and they want to be able to, if you have that brooch or those little diamonds, you can keep them and pass them maybe even to your daughter.
Fantastic stuff. So not just weddings too, you also do special events. I mean, if anybody needs anything in terms of florals, come on out to the
Correct.
Shop.
We do all kinds of parties.
And where are you guys located at?
We are at 5365 Walker Road.
Okay, do you have a website too?
Yes, elmaraflowers.com.
Okay.
And we're also on Facebook.
Okay.
Lots of Facebooking.
Okay, so make sure to join them on Facebook too and like them today. So, hey, thank you so much for sharing some of the interesting images and the different types of things that we can do for weddings too. So, you know, if I'm in the doghouse, I come out to you take care of me.
Exactly,
okay?
Right. We'll hook you up.
All right. So there you go. You appreciate it. So look at the floral concept of a wedding here on Sunday Morning Live. We got to take a break here on the show. When we come back in the next little bit, we're going to talk about invitations and inviting you to the big event and chatting more about how you can really make this this invitation pop, as I say. You know, you want to make invitations like feel like it's like this is a big event. You know, you don't want to send out just a Facebook blast, right? Because that's kind of chintzy, I think. I don't know. We'll find out. We have a guest in the studio who will let us know about that coming up here with the wedding guide here on AM 800. We got a lot to learn, Kyle. You and I, okay? You'll get married before me. I'm pulling the G. Simmons for as long as I can. Simple as that. Long, long-term relationship. Cheryl shaking her head. No, you're getting married tomorrow. Okay, so stick around. 10:22 here on Sunday Morning Live. And we continue on our discussion here on AM 800 with the Wedding Guide and several of the vendors in the Wedding Guide, local experts, everything from flowers, which we just spoke to, about that area of planning your event and how important it is to make sure you have the proper floral arrangements ready for your big day, to invitations here on the show today at 519-792-CKLW, 519-792-2559. Judine McCalla from See You There Custom Invitations on the show with me today, part of the Wedding Guide too. And as I poke you in the face with the microphone, I apologize there. Okay, so thanks for joining the show. Invitations are a big, big item too, because people really want to take a look at the types of invitations, but you want to make sure that as you're going through your mail, I think, this is something special. This is a monumentous event, right?
Yes, for sure. Good morning, first of all. The trend in weddings right now, it's all about pockets, all about personalization. So when you mail your invitations, they're going with different colors. Colors are a big thing right now. Mm-hmm. As Cheryl said, with the purple, purple is a big thing right now. Vintage is a big thing with the lace and the pearls. People are incorporating all that, the brooches. Lime greens are a big thing right now. So people use that to catch people's attention.
So invitations, you would say to really grab that person and say, hey, this is something that you should attend, that this is a monumental occasion. Are you seeing a lot of like the photos, like people superimposing on the custom the photos, or not so much?
Not so much. People tend to keep it classic in terms of the invitation itself. In terms of the photos, they tend to use that for like the save the dates kind of thing. But in terms of the invitation itself, they go classic, whether it's pocket or just a flat card invitation. Mm-hmm. It remains classic. They add a touch of color with the classic color, such as ivory or white.
So, okay, hold on. I'm going to back it up here. So there are multiple invitations you need to send out.
No. It's just they can save the date.
Save the date, okay.
And save the dates tab, typically if there is a wedding on a long weekend it's a destination wedding, they tend to send out save the dates.
Okay.
And those usually incorporate your pictures. Some people tend to incorporate their pictures with that. But the wedding invitation itself tend to be classic. No pictures, just the wording, the invitation itself.
What about the type of material that's used in the envelope and the paper itself?
Well, typically, a lot of people tend to use the metallics. They like the nice shimmery colors. Mm-hmm. That's what most of my brides tend to go for. They like the look of that. It just adds that classic elegance to things.
Do you find that some brides, some grooms are coming into the shop and saying, okay, we want to do the invitations, but we also want to tie in the social media with it too?
I see that in terms of when they incorporate their information sheet, they'll have like sometimes have a wedding website kind of thing so people can follow along what they're doing along the way. That's a main part of their social media.
What about the turnaround time for getting invitations done? What would you recommend?
If it's a custom-made invitation, like, and especially with pockets, you tend to want at least 3 months prior so that it gives us time to just see that if you like the sample that's created, and then we can go from there and give you enough time to mail them as well.
So what have you seen so far in the business, in not just weddings, but let's talk about maybe other invitations, maybe for somebody's birthday party. You do all these different types of things?
Yes, I do birthdays, business, anything you want, a lot of babies incorporate as well.
Okay, and for this, do you find that people are coming in and saying, well, we need this done, we need that done, and we want to maybe check out a website? Do you have a website that we can check out?
Yes, our website is www.seeyouthere.ca, and we're on Facebook, See You There Invitations.
SeeYouThere.ca. Any kind of crazier type of invitation requests that you've had a chance to process through different types of weddings?
No, not crazy.
No?
No, unusual. It's just sometimes a paper request. Some people know exactly what they want, and some people don't know what they want. So It's like some people, the crazy request for the paper is... It's ridiculous, but...
Really?
Yes, some people, their paper choices are... We try to find it for them, though. We try to get it whatever they want.
That's good.
We try to get it for them.
It out of the park.
Exactly.
For me, it's paper is the paper. And then you can feel if it's the thicker paper or the most... But there are different types?
But I'm going to say for a classic, people tend to like the ivory. That's the main color that people use. And they use other color to complement it. But the ivory is a big one. And again, shimmer and shimmer metallics.
Okay, very cool stuff. So find you on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Check out the website, too.
SeeYouThere.ca.
SeeYouThere.ca. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Judine McCullough from See You There Custom Invitation. See, you learn something every day on Experts on Call. I was not aware that there was a save the date. I think you just, I don't know. See, this is why you listen to the show. So we have the guest from The Wedding Guide in studio with us today. We got to take a break here just before the 10:30 news. When we come back on the other side, we are going to talk about food with the City Grill, and we're going to talk about how often have you said, okay, well, maybe I'll just use my iPhone or my BlackBerry? No, you don't do that with a wedding. You get a professional photographer in that's going to really capture the moment for your wedding. Somebody who's going to capture love on film. Can you do that? Yes, you can with our guest in studio. Plus, we're going to go to New York with a wedding expert who's been on the show. So much to do. We're going to cram it all in next half hour. Ten:31 back on Experts on Call with The Wedding Guide here on the show. Glad to have you along for the entire program. It is Arms, Kyle, producing the show today. We appreciate his talents. And 519-792-CKLW, 519-792-2559. And we appreciate the talents of our guests in studio that make up the backbone of The Wedding Guide, Windsor and Essex County's premier publication for brides-to-be for 20 years. 20 years. So congratulations to Cheryl Davies and her partners with The Wedding Guide. And we talked about flowers, we talked about invitations. Now we go to a city that I love almost as much as I love Windsor Essex, New York, the Big Apple. And joining us on the phone today to tell us about some of the evolution in the world of weddings is the editor-in-chief at eWedNews.com, is Paul Pannone. Paul, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am good, sir. So Cheryl was making mention in the last half hour, I mean, so many changes in the wedding biz, especially about, I guess, grooms getting more involved, right?
Yes, and I think your florist pointed that out. More and more we're seeing grooms taking a real interest in the planning process. It's not go get your tux and just show up that day anymore. Cheryl could attest to that.
Absolutely. Good morning, New York.
Good morning, Windsor. How are you?
Everybody's good here in the studio, Paul. And we've been talking about the grooms and how historically they have never shown up in front of wedding experts. It's been very rare in weddings in general. And all of a sudden, because the bride and groom are about 10 years older than they were 10 years ago, they are hosting this wedding and the groom is showing up. And I'm sure you're seeing it in New York and your counterparts are talking about it as well.
Absolutely, we've seen the evolution through the changes, especially through the economy. You know, mommy and daddy are not paying for the wedding as much as they used to, and because you know the couples are funding the wedding, the groom has a vested interest and wants to know where is this money being spent, and you know what color tablecloth we're using.
Amen. And we were talking also about the groom. It's okay to groom the groom. We were talking about grooms going to spas this morning, Paul.
That's true. You know, the grooms want to look their best. You know, as you've seen through the changes in time, you know, it's not just about putting on your tuxedo and showing up that day. The grooms want to know just about every facet. They absolutely are showing up at the appointments. It's just a better exchange all around, we're finding.
And the operative word there is certainly grooms want to be involved. The tuxedo, Paul, you know I'm a big proponent of the groom dressing up to compliment his bride. Anybody who takes as long as a bride-to-be to pick out her dress certainly deserves that groom standing next to her as well attired as she is.
Well, I'm involved in tuxedo development, and you know that's my area of expertise. And we've seen the tuxedo evolve along with the changes in planning. You know, the grooms today don't want to wear their father's tuxedo anymore. You know, there is a big, big push to update the silhouettes, the fit of the tuxedo, and, you know, just the basic rule of thumb is if you know, the bride is wearing a wedding gown, you know, that costs at least, you know, $500, $1,000, $2,000, he shouldn't show up with anything less than, you know, a tuxedo, preferably in a branded name, Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren. There's Joseph Abboud. There's even a new tuxedo called The Situation, you know, going after the TV personalities to fit people's style today. It's just so personalized, and as some of your vendors were saying earlier, the interaction on Facebook, on Twitter, it just gets everybody involved, and again, grooms need to look their best when they're standing next to their bride.
And again, too, if you're spending, you know, good money on photography, and it should be an essential part of a budget, you can't go back and reduce. So that groom and that bride need to look great when their children are looking at those pictures 20 years into the future.
Absolutely. When all the rice is, not to be cliche, but when all the rice is swept away, All you have is the pictures to remember your day. And that's the way it goes.
Amen.
Hey, Paul, thanks so much for joining us. Some great information, too. So, of course, your website chock full with all sorts of great information, too.
Thanks for having me, and it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you very much. Paul Pannone coming to us from New York. And the website, I guess, Cheryl, tons of information there, too, with Paul. And you utilize this, too, as a resource.
Yes, it's ewednews.com, and it's news with a Z.
So there you go. We will put that link up on our website if you are getting married, so you can check that out, too, at am800cklw.com. There's nothing worse than a bad photo from a special event, because you're essentially capturing moments in time. So you need somebody who knows what they're doing. Coming up after the break, we are going to talk to one of the best photographers here in the city, and he's going to tell us about some of his work, the different packages you can get, maybe some of the you ever see those wedding photos where they always go beside the old steakhouse in downtown Windsor, the poor house, they go on that, they've got the old lighthouse. A couple of my friends got married over there. Or they do like the whole thing near the riverfront. You know, those options when we're going to Jackson Park, different locations to capture your moment and more. So we'll talk about that and more as we continue along with the Wedding Guide, celebrating about 20 years in business here in Windsor, Essex. So go to their website. Tons of information on there, theweddingguide.ca. You can like them on Facebook, too. And we still have to talk about food, one of my favorite subjects here on the show with the City Girl. So that's still to come. Stick around. Lots to do right here on Experts on Call, part of Sunday Morning Live on AM 800. Ten 41 here on Experts on Call, The Wedding Guide, celebrating 20 years of publicating and really bringing the information to brides and grooms-to-be here in Windsor, Essex. Check out their website. Tons of information on there if you are planning a wedding. I wouldn't even know where to start, but I would know where to check out online, theweddingguide.ca. Simple as that. Joining us on the show, we talked about flowers, we talked about invitations, we talked about trends from New York, and a good partner from The Wedding Guide. Now we talk about local photography. And joining us on the show is Mike Kovalip, who is a photographer here in Windsor, Essex. Mike, always good to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here, Arms.
So you are a local photographer, and this is such a big part of the wedding, because essentially you are capturing moments in time, and you got to make sure that these people are happy with their shots. So what have you seen this year, maybe last year too, with some of the trends in wedding photography?
Well, there's a lot of things happening. As you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of online activity with Facebook, Instagram, all these kind of online communities where people share the photos either live, the event is going on, or after the fact, or you know, after they've done their engagement pictures, for example. Which really gets, you know, like you mentioned, friends that or family that can't attend the wedding that day. Can show up and show up online, so to speak, and enjoy the day. One of the things that I found as well, which is another trend, is kind of the reverse of that as well, which is called the unplugged wedding, where people who specifically at key events at the ceremony, particularly, are asking guests to actually shut off their phones, shut off their cameras, because what ends up happening is when you have a professional there to take the pictures, everybody's looking down at their phone. You know, and the guests aren't necessarily enjoying it. The bride looks up to see that special moment and nobody's looking at her. That can create, you know, kind of a bad situation. So sometimes you're seeing these unplugged weddings where people are saying at the ceremony, let's just shut everything off. Uncle Bob with the camera, just put it down and let the pro do his work.
Yeah, that's a big thing, too. You don't think about that nowadays, right? I mean, everyone's got their iPhones, they got the Blackberries, the Android phones, and then it's like, okay, I'm Twittering. I'm standing beside Uncle Mary here, or, you know what I mean? And then you got to tag somebody in a post, but you're saying that this is like, shut off your phone for the ceremony at least.
Especially for the ceremony. I mean, that's kind of the key event, right? So both when the photographs are being taken by the professional or, you know, when the family and the bride and groom are looking, you know, at key moments, you know, when the vows are being read, that kinds of thing. You don't want everybody looking down at their phone and, you know, making a Twitter or, you know, posting or something on Facebook right at that key moment. And specifically for me, you know, a professional photographer, when you're taking the shots, you want to have the family involvement. You want to have those beautiful moments where people are looking and experiencing the wedding as opposed to, like I said, staring down at their phones.
What's interesting about that, too, is the fact that, you know, a lot of people do, you had mentioned Instagram, right? It's such a big, big, big app. And with Facebook acquiring that over the last week, too, it's like, you know, you kind of wonder, like, I joke around with Kyle, like, we should have thought of that. And then we could have retired.
Right.
But it's a matter of securing a professional, too. And I think with your expertise, Mike, and really gauging, I guess, the bride and groom and their likes, their dislikes, and engaging the wedding party too, you can really capture those moments too, even after the ceremony.
Exactly. Before, during, and after. There's a few things to consider. You know, there is that trend to get a family member or to get, you know, the Uncle Bobs, so to speak, to take the pictures. And you're taking a really big chance. Number one, this is an event that happens once in your life. You don't want to you know, you've invested so much in the flowers and in the invitations and in the planning, the colors, everything that's been done. When everything's said and done, what do you have at the end of it? You have the photographs to look back and to remember everything with. You can't take a chance that you're not going to have, you know, that documented and captured properly. So it's critical to hire a pro, especially somebody who is trained in it, somebody who, because a wedding is a difficult thing. Mm-hmm. It's not, it encompasses everything. It encompasses portraits, it encompasses landscapes, it encompasses, you know, an editorial or a photojournalistic style of photography as well. So there's a lot of, you know, you need somebody who understands lighting, composition, emotion, and understands people. And that's not necessarily your Uncle Bob. You know, everybody has a camera, everybody has a cell phone, an iPhone,
sure,
an Android these days. Doesn't mean you're trained in photography. Doesn't mean that you're going to get those moments the right way. The other thing as well is, God forbid, later on in life, tragedy happens. People lose their homes or to a fire, something like that. The first thing somebody always says is, oh, no, I can replace my TV. I can replace my computer, but not my photos. Those are kind of the critical things you want to have.
So it's so important to secure your services too. Do you recommend that people come to you straight away, Mike, as soon as they set the date, or is this a question? Because I would imagine you get busy, right?
Absolutely. It does get busy. Weddings are booked in advance, and generally you want to try to get on top of booking your photographer as soon as you can. You know, engagement sessions are a great thing to do for a couple of reasons. It gets the word out and gets you out there as an engaged couple. It also is a great opportunity for you to get to meet the photographer, for you guys to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. That way your wedding photographs are going to turn out that much better because you're comfortable with each other and you've kind of know, you know, what the people are all about. So you're looking for the right things when you're taking the photos. The other important thing is, people don't always think about it, but these are great events where family is getting together, especially that's come out of town. Mm-hmm. And there's a great opportunity to photograph family that you might not have that opportunity again. You know, a grandma has come into town or somebody from specifically another country. It's a great time to do family photos and family portraits as well.
Fantastic stuff. So do you have a website we can check out some of your work?
Absolutely. You can visit me at mikekphoto.ca, and I'm also on Facebook. You know, and Twitter as well, of course. So any of those mediums.
Fantastic stuff. So we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we got one more segment to go here on the show as we continue to pick the brains of the wedding experts here in Windsor Essex for the wedding guide. So check out their website, theweddingguide.ca, and you can check out some of Mike's. Is that an iPad?
That's an iPad.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
We need iPads, Kyle. Can we get that in the budget? Maybe. Maybe, who knows? Very nice stuff. So, yeah, you can check out his Facebook page, some great information on there too, and his website too. So, we got a break here on the show. When we come back, we talk about food with the City Grill next with the Wedding Guide on AM 800. 20 years and thousands of weddings completed successfully here in Windsor Essex with The Wedding Guide. And you can find out more information on their website, which is theweddingguide.ca. Our final segment here on the show before we throw things over to Dominic Papa. Dom's got a great host guest conversation coming up between 11 and 12. We'll talk more about that in the next couple of minutes. But check out theweddingguide.ca. Like them on Facebook and find out more about our guests in studio. We talked about flowers. We talked about invitations, photography, trends. And now we get to food. Food from the City Grill. And Tanya Hendrick is on the show with me today. She is a manager at the City Grill. So, Tanya, thanks for joining us. And obviously a staple of the downtown business circuit, too. You can't miss them right at the corner there at Olette and Park. And, well, business is good, I think, for the City Grill overall.
Excellent. It is wonderful. We are coming up on our one-year anniversary. So we'd like to thank Windsor and Essex County for welcoming us so warmly into the community and the downtown area specifically, into the beautiful, beautiful historical building, the Burks Building at 375 Olette. Very classic, very contemporary. And we are enjoying very much the fruits of our labor,
sure.
More specifically with foods, absolutely, and being able to key in on just about anything. We have a very, very talented and creative chef. Executive Chef Sean Kern, mm-hmm. McKern's with us, who looks forward to sitting with the individuals and coming up with whatever unique and creative things that they would like for everything from engagement parties, bridal showers, rehearsal dinners, all the way to the big event, our big weddings.
What's interesting about this, too, is you had mentioned you have your executive staff on, mm-hmm. On staff. They can meet with the couples and say, okay, well, this is our budget. This is what we would like.
Sean, absolutely. One of his favorite things to do is to get very creative and be able to interact with the couples themselves to see if there are dietary restrictions, if there are specifics that they would really like to key in on.
Do you find that people are asking for different types of items? I mean, last week I went to, I think we had like a filet mignon, and we mm-hmm. had this little like type of garden paste. I don't know if paste is the right word. It doesn't sound very appetizing, but some sort of like vegetable combination. Like, what are you seeing?
Right. We are definitely seeing people who would like a more unique and creative menu, absolutely using local and fresh produce. We're in Essex County, so we try to take advantage of that whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing some different trends getting away from just your basic pasta, salad, and chickens. Sean specializes, being from out east, he specializes in seafood. So we love to take advantage of that whenever possible.
Now, in terms of catering the big event, too, mm-hmm. you had made mention about the courses. And what about the wines or even the drink? Do you do a lot of that, too?
We do. We have on staff a sommelier, Beverly Carnahan, who is a wine expert.
Mm-hmm.
She not only can pair the wines according to your favorite flavors and your favorite tastes or your favorite regions, but really what goes along with the food. And of course, keeping budget in mind, of always.
What about appetizers? Do you find that people are looking for a lot of that for
yes,
weddings?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and like I had mentioned, we are also doing rehearsal dinners. We're doing engagement parties. We are doing photo packages where the bride and groom comes in and gets their actual photos done mm-hmm. In the restaurant. And so we're doing a lot of hors d'oeuvres, a lot of appetizers, specialty drinks, champagne, mimosas, some wine service as well.
How far in advance, and we ask everybody about this because you want to plan this well in advance for the food aspect. Should this be right off the top?
It is definitely something you want to consider very, very shortly after the engagement, absolutely. And depending what kind of party you're looking for, if you're planning on doing the actual event mm-hmm. at the restaurant, which houses 250 people, or if you want to do something more intimate like the rehearsal dinner or the engagement party, more notice is definitely better.
So you can have the actual
event.
Yeah, the event at mm-hmm. the City Grill.
Absolutely.
Oh, very nice. So that'll be kind of a unique wedding to have.
It is very, very unique. Our facility, for anyone who has been inside, is just stunning. Absolutely contemporary and classic at the same time. And it's very unique. It's very different compared to kind of your average hall.
So website to check out?
Yes. It is thecitygrillwindsor.com. And then we also are on Facebook.
Okay, very cool stuff. So thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having the City Girl team here today. Thank you.
Anytime. So there you go, a roundtable discussion. Cheryl, obviously this is a great resource for people to take a look at in terms of the wedding guide. And I think you're very very knowledgeable, too, and about bringing these people into the studio and diving into these different topics. Because there's so much to cover. We barely have enough time.
Oh, arms through. We could talk forever here. Weddings are just a passionate subject for me. And certainly today's couple can host their beautiful weddings in whatever way they feel comfortable these days, from very intimate and beautifully appointed to very small. So we've got experts that can help them no matter what they're planning.
This is what you do, okay? You listen to the show, okay? You listen to the show. You got a bride in our audience. She's going to get the flowers. She's going to get the invitations. She's going to do it at the City Grill, and she's going to get Mike to photography the whole thing from start to finish, okay?
And the City Grill, guys, is a great place to propose. So it's a great place to propose. Did I say that loud enough?
Yeah, great. Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much, Cheryl. We appreciate that. Thanks very much. Okay. Thank you. No, great location too. So they're in the heart of downtown Windsor. So thank you to everybody here, and make sure to check out all their Facebook pages and weddingguide.ca too. So we got a break here on the show. When we come back in the next little bit, we'll wrap things up on this edition of Sunday Morning Live. You can also find out more information on our website, am800cklw.com, for a complete listing of all of our guests here in studio. And we appreciate them taking some time out of their Sunday to join us here on the air. So we'll break and we'll